Get ready to turn that idea of yours into a successful side hustle without sacrificing time for the other things in your life. No matter your field, Wix's chat-based AI can help you get your website up and running in minutes so you can start achieving your goals. And don't worry if you don't have all the answers. Who does, right? AI-powered campaigns, SEO, market insights. We're always there for you. From launching your part-time passion to growing it into your full-time career, head over to Wix.com and start creating today. Imagine a digital space that's hyper-customized to meet your unique vision, where a chat with AI results in a breathtaking storefront that's got your brand all over it. A business-ready site stacked with all the e-com tools you need to manage and scale your store. Sounds like a stretch, right? Wrong. Get multi-channel selling, dropshipping, customized analytics, and a full marketing suite. All of it wrapped up in a user-friendly workspace. Head over to Wix.com and turn your vision into revenue.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Mo Khan, the CEO of hVIVO, joins us now. Mo, another acquisition for hVIVO. Can you give us a quick rundown of today's announcement and what it means for the business?
Yeah, thank you, Alistair. Absolutely love to. So first of all, thank you for having me on your platform here. So this is our second acquisition in a fairly short time frame. It's a small but important acquisition for us in that we are acquiring a company called Cryostore based in Greenwich, not too far away from where I'm sitting here in Canary Wharf. So they are basically an industry provider of storing clinical and biological samples. And this is a very highly regulated industry, and they have all the relevant regulatory compliance standards, which they use to ensure the integrity and the security of the samples they store. And they've been going on for a number of years, have a large client base. They have around, over 30 freezers, I think, and just under 3,000 square feet of space in Greenwich, where there's scope to actually expand that facility to even store more samples. So very pleased to have Cryostore on the portfolio of the hVIVO group. We acquired them through a total financial payout of up to 3.2 million pounds, with 2.7 million pounds in cash from our cash reserves, and up to £500,000 in equity issued based on the longevity of the senior management staying with the company. So very pleased, as I say, to have Cryostore on board, and this will really fit well with our hLab brand that we launched late last year.
Now, you mentioned in the announcement that hVIVO has already worked with Cryostore. Can you tell us a bit more about that relationship and why you decided to bring this in-house?
We have been working with Cryostore, Cryostore being our vendor, for over 20 years. So a lot of the samples that we have taken across many of the human challenge trials we run, some of those, as well as challenge agents, have been stored at the Cryostore facility. And in fact, I think last year they basically accounted for around 60% of the revenue was from hVIVO. And we felt that it was a great time for us to acquire the building because, they have such a strong revenue growth model, which helps us in building our foundation to get to our £100 million target by 2028. Secondly, they've got a really good retention rate for clients. And one of my own key goals was to make sure that we only acquire companies that have adjacencies to the services we currently offer. And the fact that we already have a biobank and now we can acquire a Cryostore company, which basically helps us bring in a huge new portfolio of client as well as add a new service to our portfolio of services we offer, is really a key success.
So was storage capacity a limiting factor for hVIVO? Is that why you're expanding your biobank space with this acquisition?
Not really. We have a biobank storage facility in Cambridge, just outside of Cambridge, in fact. And what we're lacking really is a strong pipeline of work, which Cryostore brings, as well as a really good, loyal client base. And that's what we were driving towards. In addition, Cryostore has the ability to store samples at a much higher grade than we currently can, because they have the relevant regulatory approvals, which I mentioned already. And for us, as we move forward, we will be looking to cross-sell to the Cryostore client base the other additional services that we at hVIVO, as well as our kind of recently acquired company CRS, offer. So all in all, it gives us a new service line under the hLAB, as I mentioned, but also it gives us great cross-selling opportunities for both CRS and for hVIVO.
So you mentioned your client base. How will this acquisition directly benefit your clients? What new capabilities does it bring to the table?
Yeah, so the majority of our clients we work with are basically biotech companies. And biotech companies don't have the resources in-house to manage multiple vendors. And what they really want is to have one client where you can centralize all the services that they want to delegate. And that's what we're looking to build. So we had a human challenge trial offering here at hVIVO in Canary Wharf. We had our hLAB offering with regards to virology and immunology lab testing. We've acquired CRS, so that gives us access to first-in-human clinical trials, as well as phase one and phase two multi-site trials. And now we're adding the ability to give our clients the ability to store samples for many, many years. Now, according to the regulations, the time frames to which you store samples for clinical trials can be 2 to 15 years after the clinical trial finishes. So rather than the client having to look for a different vendor to store those samples, we can now offer that service in-house. So whether they're doing trials with hVIVO, Human Challenge Trial core service, or the phase one, phase two offerings at CRS, we are now able to offer all our clients indefinite storage capabilities.
So you've described this as a high margin business. Can you give us an idea of the kind of revenue Cryostore is generating now, and how you see that growing under hVIVO?
Yeah, so that was one of the key criteria when we performed our due diligence for Cryostore on whether we should go ahead with this acquisition or not. So they recognized around £900,000 worth of revenue last year, and EBITDA margin of more than 50%. So it's a really high margin business, a sustainable revenue model, 97% retention rates for the client base. And the other thing is, clients, once they store the samples with Cryo, so they tend to stick with them year after year. And typically, especially in the current regulatory compliant environment, clients don't want to really get rid of their samples. So they have clients, for example, some of them that have stored samples with them for all 15 years. So for us, for all those reasons, we think from a financial point of view, they're a very sustainable business. And now the fact that we've been able to add a much bigger organization on its back, it should be able to boost their numbers. And remember, Cryostore achieved all of these financial parameters through no active sales and marketing. A lot of the work has come in through word of mouth. So the fact that we're able to add the sales and marketing weight of hVIVO should help us to boost their revenues.
So it's pretty clear that hVIVO's hit the ground running in 2025. Two acquisitions, three contract wins, a potential world first phase three human challenge trial, positive results from both an in-house and a client study, all in less than 2 months. So what's next then? What should we be looking out for in the coming months?
Yeah, so I thank the team for the hard work already in the 2 months in 2025 to have achieved so much in such a short time. I think it's to their commitment and resilience that they've been able to achieve so much, all the things that you mentioned. As we move forward now, I think we will get our heads down and focus on integrating CRS, our first acquisition, as well as Cryostore. Cryostore should be a fairly easier entity to integrate because it's a much smaller entity, whereas CRS, of course, will take a bit more work. So our goal is to integrate both of those and put together a sales package that basically focuses our sales and marketing teams to sell the full portfolio of our services across the board to all our clients moving forward. Our sales team is already contacting their relevant clients and cross-selling the different opportunities available to them. So that work has already started. Operationally, of course, The integration is still ongoing, and that will take some weeks to make sure that that's fully complete. And as we look forward to 2025, we want to be able to be ready and generate the revenues and the EBITDA margins to achieve our goal in 2027 to become a 100 million revenue company. And now, with the team we have here and the wonderful job they're doing, I'm very confident that we will be able to achieve that.
Well, we look forward to watching your progress. Thanks for joining us today to talk us through all of that, Mo.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.